Auburn making a move with a big-time recruit out of the state of Georgia.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after a happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday after a big Auburn basketball win. We're ready to get after it. We're going to talk a little bit about Xavier Tiller, a four-star tight end from Langston Hughes High School, has decommitted from Texas A&M. Kind of a surprise commitment to Texas A&M, is now possibly maybe on his way to Auburn. We'll have to see. We'll break it down and talk about why this is a big deal for Auburn's class, where Auburn stands in this recruitment, and what kind of timeline we may be looking at, and also the impact that this will have on the 2025 class. But before we do that, you know we got to give a shout-out to Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. Look, I don't know what you're doing if you haven't already tried this stuff. If you like salsa and you're tired of this, it all tasting the same when it comes from a store, you got to try Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. All natural, local made, almost 100% product, no preservatives, no additives. You know, when you buy that stuff from the store, it's mostly, you know, water and preservatives and things like that. You don't get a whole lot of product. This is solid product from an Auburn family. That's the biggest thing. Show some support for an Auburn family. You can find it in every Publix across the state of Alabama. If you're in Auburn, it's also in your Kroger's, Ace Hardware. Everywhere you turn around, you can get Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. You can go online to UncleKeith'sRedSauce.com. Use coupon code TheBarn25 and get 25% off your order. You can get the mixture of the black top and the red top spicy. It's really good. You need to check it out. Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. It's good, y'all. All right, so Xavier Tiller, we just mentioned him in the intro. He recently decommitted from Texas A&M, a four-star recruit that Auburn honestly thought they had a really good chance to get him committed the first go-around. When he first committed to Texas A&M, I think it was kind of a shock to Auburn. I think Auburn thought they had a ton of momentum. Who is Xavier Tiller? Let's start with that. So first off, he's a four-star tight end. A hybrid tight end, really. I mean, he can put his hand in the ground, but his big thing is he is a very athletic receiving tight end. He's 6'5", you know, 225, which is absolutely perfect at the high school level. Goes to Langston Hughes High School, which is one of the powerhouses in Georgia. That's one Auburn obviously would love to make some waves in. I remember when Harson was here, there was a big class. It was like they called it like the Langston Hughes Five or something like that. And I don't think we got any of them. So we got to do a little bit better there. And I think this could be a good start. Last year, he had 25 catches for 352 yards, 7 touchdowns. He is their red zone. He's the red zone target. He's a red zone big guy. And you know how much I love red zone targets for big guys. I want to see jump balls. I want to see it in the air. And this is a guy. I mean, this is, you know, he's one of the top players, again, in the whole country. On three, he is the on three industry average. He's the 133rd player in the country. So top 150 player in the country, the number 8 overall tight end, the number 19 overall recruit in the state of Georgia. Holy cow, Georgia's deep. Think about that real quick. The state of Georgia – he's 19th in the state of Georgia, but he's 133rd in the whole country. The state of Georgia class is mega deep, and this guy is up there. I mean, first off, you look at the measurables, 6'5", you know, 220 plus. He can run. He's quick. He's got that good top-end speed, got good hands. And clearly, I mean, he can make it happen. It's on the receiving end. And just look at the stats from last year in high school. Those kind of stats for a tight end, that's pretty solid. So, I mean, if you're looking at guys to kind of compare him to, I mean, he could really be – I mean, he's almost cut out of the same mold as, you know, a Rivaldo Fairweather. I mean, you're talking about that receiving big body. He could probably play at 240. Excuse me. He could probably play easily up to, you know, 240, 250. And then you're basically a clone of Rivaldo Fairweather. And obviously he had a lot of success at Auburn. And I think Auburn definitely and Hugh Freeze in general wants to continue that, you know, that mold of receiving tight ends. He wants to have that big guy that he can go eat up some stuff over the middle, win some one-on-one battles. So definitely that's who we're talking about. We're talking about another top prospect in the state of Georgia that Auburn is kind of, I don't want to say in the driver's seat, but Auburn's in really, really good, in a really, really good spot to land this kid. If you remember how this timeline went, if you don't, I'm going to kind of give it to you. Last summer, Auburn had a camp. They always have those upcoming junior camps and skill camps and team camps and things like that in the summer. It's a big evaluation time. You get them on campus, they're with their team, or it's just like a singular camp where you come compete as a tight end, not as you're with Langston Hughes High School. And I think leaving that camp, a lot of folks felt like, hey, this kid's going to be in, you know, Auburn's going to get this kid. You know, he's going to be, Auburn's going to get him. They're going to lock him up. And then it never happened. The commitment never happened. And I wouldn't be surprised if the season had a little bit to do with it. You know, just the hype around leading up to it. And then you had some, you know, obviously you lost several in a row, ended up with a 5-7 record. And I think a little bit of the luster sort of was, you know, had gone away, so to speak. So he commits to Texas A&M on November 4th of last year. So shortly before Auburn played Texas A&M. And then, you know, you didn't hear a lot after that. You didn't hear a lot. You haven't heard much from him since then. And I think he, you know, once the recruiting, the season was over, the year was over, evaluations opened up where coaches could go visit. They made sure to make, they still are making sure to make Xavier a priority. Got him here for a visit. If he didn't come for junior day, he came at some point in time during this, you know, during the period of time where kids can come visit. And then the hype train started picking up again. You started to hear, okay, Auburn's in a really good spot. He gave a lot of very positive quotes. I love Auburn. You know, everything you would want to hear after a visit, Xavier was given those indications. And then just yesterday, February 11th, he goes ahead and makes it official. Hayes Fawcett puts it out. Xavier Tiller decommits from Texas A&M. Why he left, who knows? I just honestly, if I had to guess, I would say he just really likes Auburn. Wants to stay closer to home. I mean, Georgia's another school that's a big time player in this recruitment, but there wasn't really any coaching changes. It was obviously from November 4th to February 11th. It wasn't like he had time to watch like the performance on the field. I think it's just honestly, that was sort of a out of the blue type commitment. And, you know, after he's had time to think about it, Auburn was already sort of up there to begin with. I think maybe it was just like, hey, let's just open it up and see what happens. But I do think Auburn had a lot to do with that. And the continual staying in contact, staying on him, it's what this staff does so very well. And I think it's just going to be – it's going to kind of pave the way for hopefully Auburn to come swoop in and close the deal with him. Let's see. You know, how serious Auburn is here? What makes Auburn sort of like the special place? What makes Auburn, you know, the wannabe, the landing spot? You know, what's the fit, I guess? Number one, Auburn is making a huge emphasis – ever since they've been here, it's Georgia and Alabama. We're going to make Georgia a priority. We're going to make Alabama a priority. And you notice they're really going into the powerhouse schools. Like they're really going into, you look at the success they've had, you know, at the like Thompson, you know, in Alabama. you look at the success they've had, you know, they're starting to kind of chip away and hopefully make some waves in Grayson High School in Georgia. And then obviously Langston Hughes is one of those. They really seem to be intentional about going into these top schools and really supplanting St. Francis Academy. I mean, they're going after these really top powerhouse schools and trying to create inroads and pipelines. And Langston Hughes is one that you definitely want to have, you definitely want to have some roots in, because they put out a bunch of players every single year. When you get guys like this, these are the kind of guys that help you win the games versus, Alabama and Georgia. When you're getting these guys that have skin in the game, you're getting these guys that have, they're a little bit more invested. You know what I mean? It's one thing. Now, I'm not going to turn down a five-star from anywhere. Okay. I'm not going to turn down any kid from St. Francis. I'm not going to turn any kid down from Mater Dei in California. But for when Auburn is at its best, they're getting kids that are invested. You know, I grew up in Georgia. I go to Auburn. I want to beat Georgia. That is on my list. I want to beat Georgia. I want to make an impact. That's a game I got circled. I'm invested in that game. When you get a kid from Alabama, I want to win the Iron Bowl. That's a big deal for me. And I think when Auburn's been at its best, they've gotten a lot of kids out of these areas, and that helps. That puts a little bit of extra emphasis on the game to go out and give it a little bit more. I don't want to hear it from my family. I don't want to hear it from my folks. You know what I mean? Especially if, with Xavier being from the state of Georgia, I'm sure there's a lot of family that swing towards the Dogs. You know what I mean? So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, Christmas time, Thanksgiving, whatever, any holidays in the summer. I don't want to hear it from them. I want to go in and I want to win that game. And I think I like the idea of planting roots locally. Gosh, I mean, Atlanta's only, 2 hours from Auburn maximum? So I just love the idea of going in and really focusing on being local, getting those kids to be invested in the program. And I think this kid could be really, really good at Auburn. And Auburn's put an emphasis on him pretty much since they've been here. It's not like they just discovered him. I mean, again, he camped here last summer. As a sophomore, I guess, going into his junior year. So this is somebody that they've circled for a very, very long time that they'd love to add to the class. If you look at the impact that he would have on this recruiting class, Auburn's already at, on 247, they're the number 9 recruiting class. And again, it's very, very early. Okay. So there's still a lot of time left. I mean, you got like Kansas right now is number 5, but they have like 12 commits. They have way more commits than, most. More than likely, a lot of these folks are not going to be there. Illinois is probably not going to be at number 8. Kansas probably not going to be at number 5. But if you were to land Xavier, it'd jump you all the way up to the number 6 class starting out, in January, which is a really – really good place to be. Auburn finished somewhere in that neighborhood last year. So if you're already there in the early part of the year, you feel good. You just got to kind of keep adding, and then have a good season so that the suck tax doesn't creep up on you and make it harder to keep these guys. So big time momentum headed Auburn's way. What kind of timeline are we looking at? Or is Auburn the school? Is there anybody else? Look, everybody in the country is coming after this guy. Okay. You got Georgia, you got USC. He's got offers from, you name them, they're coming after him. So it'd be foolish to say that, it'd be foolish to say that it's Auburn and nobody else. Like, now that there's blood in the water, now that he's sort of open, they're going to swarm. There's going to be a lot of folks come after him. Louisville, Georgia, USC, Tennessee, Penn State, LSU, Texas. You name it. They're going to want this kid because he's that good. But if if you watched yesterday, you did get a Fong bomb. Steve Wiltfong did put a Fong bomb immediately, a prediction in for the Auburn Tigers. And I think there'll probably be more on the way very, very soon. If I had to put one in, I would have put one in, you know, multiple weeks ago, because we talked about it at the bar on Auburn.com, that I felt like Auburn was probably in prime position to pull off this flip. So I think Auburn's in a really good spot. It's not a guarantee. You got a bunch of schools that you're going to have to fight off, but at least, you know, at least Auburn has the momentum. So when could that happen? I wouldn't be surprised if this is not one that you're lining up for spring. You know, everybody likes to have that A-day pop of recruiting momentum, or, you know, they want to have a big visitor list and then have a big commitment. He may not even get to the A-day game. He may pop before then, but that wouldn't surprise me if this is a guy that they've got lined up and it'll make some headlines. Again, another top 150 player that you're adding to the class. And Auburn's been defensive heavy. It'd be nice to get some good offensive skill guys. I would call this guy a skill guy in the class. Go ahead and get some of those. Those are the kind of guys that Hugh Freeze wants to really take that offense to the next level. Holy cow, at the Xaviers we would have. That'd give us three, I think, on the same team. That'd be pretty crazy. You got Xavier Chaplin. You got Xavier Atkins. Now you could have, hopefully, Xavier Tiller here added to the class, hopefully, in a very, very short order. What's going to be the final decision maker for him? I think it's just probably want to come back to Auburn one more time. Just make sure the plan for him, the plan for the offense, you know, the tight end room is really wide open. I mean, it really is. After Rivaldo left, I mean, unless someone just emerges out of those two freshmen, or Rico Walker emerges, really it's sort of an open battle that he could come in and compete right away. So reassurance that, hey, there's a pathway to playing time. We're going to feature the tight end, just like we featured with Rivaldo Fairweather. We think you could possibly be even a little bit better from an athletic standpoint. That's just going to increase the opportunities for you to have some success. So, again, big, big time moves going early in the year, early in February. Recruiting timelines are just moving back and back and back and back and earlier and earlier and earlier. So you got to be prepared. You got to be on top of it. You can't just wait and think that, hey, we'll just get them, you know, we'll get them here on campus in the fall like it used to be. We'll get them here on campus in the fall and, you know, we'll make it happen. No, you better be on it right now. I mean, you got multiple teams in that top 10 in recruiting with already close to 10 commits here in February. So a couple of them with over double digit commits. So Auburn is right at six total. So you only have six commits and you're number nine. So you'd obviously have a bunch of highly rated guys. So got some work to do, and I think you got some good stuff on the horizon. Hopefully you can add Xavier Tiller to this class. It'd be pretty sweet to get a big old tight end coming in, ready to make it happen. So don't know the timeline. He hasn't really given a timeline, but I would not imagine it'll be very long. So we'll have to see what happens. Guys, I really appreciate it. Let me know what you think about him. Let me know what you think about Xavier Tiller. Let me know what you think about his highlights. Let me know what you think about this Auburn recruiting class. Is it where it needs to be right now? Are we behind? Are you excited? Let me know what you think in the comments about the recruiting class. I, for one, am pretty pumped, and I don't think it's going to slow down anytime soon. The only thing that can derail this class is if you were to put another stinker on the field this year, which I think you got the pieces in place, and I know we're going to talk about this ad nauseum over the next 200-plus days until kickoff, and how Auburn, this team, should be able to make some noise this year. So, guys, really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Subscribe to thebarnauburn.com. Get $25 off your annual membership for 2025. And then, for sure, don't forget to check out Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. Use coupon code THEBARN25 to take 25% off your order. Really appreciate it. We'll be back every single day. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay button.
for listening, and drive home safely.